The Detroit Spinners on Sunshine 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax, working my way back to you. On Saturday Live, it's time for this.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Ed Finn is here with Travel Talk, and when Ed told me what he was going to be talking about this weekend, I had to sit back and think. When I was last in London, and I reckon it's over 10 years since I've been in London, as somebody who used to go there quite regularly, and I'm not quite sure why I fell out of favour with London or why it fell out of favour with me, but maybe we can get to the bottom of that as we're joined by Ed. Ed, London, it certainly is a great place to go and visit, but why are we not going there as often as we used to?
Very interesting. You're not the only person that has said that to me recently about London, actually. And it is funny because I had actually hadn't been there for a few years myself as well, going back, I suppose, before COVID. I just went over. One of my things that I always wanted to do was to go to the Chelsea Flower Show. And I went over in May just to see that. And I stayed in kind of Kensington, and I stayed in a lovely hotel there, a four-star, the Melia Kensington. And I had a great time. And I have to say, Robbie, that it really is, like, it's up there again with the most amazing cities, really, because, and the fact that it's on our doorstep, sometimes I think we forget that a little bit.
Yeah, I think so.
And the new Elizabeth line that they've built there as well, you've probably heard about that. It's the state of the art. But Robbie, you know what makes London very easy? A lot of people get daunted sometimes, find it daunting, because it is huge. And, you know, getting around London, people will always say to you, you know, my friend is like, it's 2 hours away, it's 2 hours away. And indeed, like, it is very big and hard to get around if you don't plan it properly. And just a few little things that I would say to people, like, I flew into Heathrow this time. And now a lot of people, Heathrow gets a lot of bad press. And I just took carry-on luggage with me. And I mean, I'm saying to everybody these days, if you can, just, that's another episode, Robbie, that we can do about bags right soon. And it was really good because I flew over and into Heathrow, and straight from Heathrow, the Piccadilly line into Gloucester Road. I was literally 2 minutes walk to this hotel where I said, the Melia Kensington. Now, the Melia Group have about 380 hotels all over the world, Robbie. And they've come up with this gorgeous concept. It's like you're staying in different houses, a bit like the Merion Hotel here. Looks like lovely different houses. And it's kind of Spanish meets British, you know, architecture, but it's lovely, the mix between the two, sort of pure English style and elegance in Kensington. Now, just to give you an idea, right, like, well, I love the Natural History Museum, Robbie. Now, London probably has one of the best in the world, the Science Museum, and it's right there as well. It's in leafy South Kensington, and I love going there, right? And that was one of the things that I wanted on my trip. What I love about it there was they have all these exhibitions on. They have an amazing wildlife garden, which I love. Now, in summertime, this was really nice. Bonsai-lined Sackler Courtyard. Now, this was amazing. It was like you were in Japan or something. Yeah. And really, really cool. Now, there's over 80 million items that are in the London, in the Natural History Museum, Robbie. Can you imagine? Like, it's just like, it's like that museum, Night at the Museum. It's like that movie, Night at the Museum.
Who knows what goes on at night in that place.
And then just up the road, I hopped up on the Green Park line. I just hopped up the road then up to Hyde Park, which is really, really nice. And, you know, that's a really nice area there as well. Of course, just beside, you know, you're right beside Buckingham Palace there along the Mall. Head up to St. James is there, you know, where Charles and Camilla, the resident there, St. James's Palace is just up there. And I did a lot of the lovely, real, I suppose you could say, Robbie, the kind of posh things, but like German Street, all these beautiful gentlemen's shops and tailor places, you know, these kind of upscale boutiques. Now, I wasn't buying anything, but, you know, I was just enjoying it. And
yeah, I think, I mean, you bring up a good point when you talk about getting the Piccadilly line in, because like you, the last time I was in London, and I used to go regularly to do radio interviews and stuff like that at the Dorchester, but I found that the taking the tube was actually more efficient than taking the 15-minute rail trip into, I think it's Liverpool Street, is it?
Yeah.
And I found the tube better because it got you right into the heart of London, sort of as quick in terms of frequency of trains. And you were there, as you say, in the area where you get to enjoy all. the nice parts of London.
Do you know what's really, really nice as well? For getting around, Robbie, you probably heard of the Oyster card. Mm. It's like the Lewis card here. And they have a cap on that for Zone 1, which is only about £9. So you can use, you know, you can go everywhere with that. Now, very advanced as well. You can just use if you have a credit card or a debit card, you can tap that in and out of all the stations as well now, which is really great. So there's no faffing around with tickets or anything, which is really good. And that's a tip I would say to anybody. Don't worry about the tickets. And you can use that right from the airport as well. I mean, people have Oyster cards. You can top them up for €5, but there's a cap on those, which is really, really nice. Mm. And I think that's something that a lot of people would use. Now, the London Explorer card, Robbie, is brilliant as well. You can actually do loads of places. I think the actual price is reduced by almost like 40%, and right. You get up to 8 attractions. So just, you know, if you're going to do a lot of things, that would be really, really good. Just a few other places on that. Tower Bridge as well is fantastic. I did the Maltby Street and Borough Markets. I don't know if you ever did that, Robbie, but it's really, really nice. Every kind of food you can imagine there, right? And Maltby Street Market wouldn't be that well known, but it's the latest street food place over there. And the other thing I did, Robbie, was the Tate Museum.
What was that like?
It's incredible. I mean, you're right. You're sitting on the river facing St. Paul's Cathedral, of course, which you've seen recently with all the Jubilee. We've seen it all over the telly. An amazing buzz. But the Tate Modern is fantastic. Now, they've late opening as well on Friday and Saturdays until 10 p.m. So if you want a culture buzz, this is the place to go. And walking along the twinkly riverside walk at night by the Globe Theatre down there, absolutely super. There's a little bar there in the Sea Kit Containers Hotel right on the river. It's a cocktail bar right on the roof, the botanical bar called the Lioness. And if you go there for a cocktail, you can look over the whole of the Thames and the river there. And it's really, really nice. That's another hotel.
There's so much to see and do in London. It's hard to fit it all in one trip, isn't it?
It is, of course. Oh, listen, absolutely. And I mean, my flights were, I think it was £90 return. So there's so many options now anyway that Heathrow was once could be more pricey. It's become very inexpensive. Gatwick, of course, Robbie, is also a great option. The Gatwick Express with that now as well. It takes you right into that area I was talking about there where the Tate is.
I think the thing about London, and maybe, you know, a lot of people have sort of felt in recent years that with the sterling exchange, that to travel to London has become an expensive thing to do when you consider you could go to Paris or Barcelona and be spending euro there.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, in fairness, I'll give you an idea. I mean, in terms of hotels, Robbie, right, for example, which is one of the big costs of any trip, right? Like the Melia Kensington now was €248 for a really nice luxury room. And that was fabulous. Now, when you compare that, I was looking at prices here the other day. I couldn't get anything for that price here for friends of mine in Dublin the other day, you know? Yeah. And I mean, you think, oh, that sounds a bit pricey, but for two people, it's not. And the location there, right? Brilliant. So, I mean, you know, shop around, but certainly I would say that was a beautiful place I stayed in, and I would really recommend I'd go back again because just look, Robbie, location, 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 and in London.
For sure. What do you say about people who maybe have a little doubt over passports and what they can and can't do since Brexit? All that is still smooth and runs well, doesn't it, for us?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there was no passport checks at all, in fact, with the common ground area between Ireland and the UK. That all still exists completely, you know?
You've sort of re-whet my appetite to visit London again. It's long overdue at this stage, but do a bit of homework before you head off. Well, for anything you missed, because I mean, there's so much to talk about London, you'll be able to listen to this on the website with Ed Finn. Thanks so much for giving us an insight into what we've been missing in London.
No problem, Robbie. Talk to you soon.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.